Hello, I'm Toby Davey, and welcome to this podcast, which I'm calling The Sounds of Isolation. You may have heard from my previous podcast, my walk with Willow around the block, the lovely sounds of the birds in the background and the seagulls and everything else. Well, in this podcast, I wanted to share with you the sounds of the birds in our garden here in Chippenham. The other Saturday, I went out quite early in the morning, around about 7 o'clock, when I normally take Willow out for her walk. And I stepped into our garden to record the wonderful bird sounds. It's funny at the moment that, you know, things are quite quiet and you can hear all the wonderful bird sounds in the garden and everything else. But there are some sounds that I actually miss. Not the traffic, I can do without the traffic noise, but the sounds of the bells. We live a little bit up on a hill in Chippenham, and below us is the River Avon, and just across the river is St Andrew's Church. And it used to be wonderful to hear the sounds of the bells from the church coming across the river when they were doing their bell practice during the week and also on a Sunday morning for service. And it's going to be so lovely once we're the other side of this lockdown isolation to be able to hear the bells ring again in the church and to hear those wonderful bell noises wafting across the river into our garden. And I really can't wait for that to happen. And there are also other sounds that I miss. The children in the schools. There's a primary school not far from us, and we can normally hear at lunchtime and break time the sounds of the children going out to play. And I miss, bizarrely enough, actually hearing those noises. So there are a lot of things that I do miss, but it is really good to be able to just stand in your garden and listen to the wonderful sounds of nature, the birds and everything else. It's funny when you're visually impaired and you have a conversation with somebody who's sighted, and one of the things they always seem to ask is, "Ah, I bet your hearing must be fantastic." And it is a bit of a myth. I think a lot of visually impaired people like myself, we rely on our hearing a lot more because we're obviously using it a lot more. And it's not that we have incredible hearing, it's just that we're using it a lot more. Some people might say that I might have a bit of selective hearing. Some people might think that sometimes I'm ignoring them and not listening to them. But it might be that I'm just concentrating on other sounds and concentrating on listening to something else and perhaps shutting other noises out. I do remember about 20 odd years ago or so when my eyes were going through a funny stage and things were going a bit bizarre and my eyes were deteriorating, my sight was going a bit funny. I do remember walking down the street, and if a bus came past, the noise of the bus would just be so incredibly loud. And if there was roadworks, the noise of pneumatic drills and things like that would be incredibly loud. And I did wonder at the time, you know, was my hearing going as well as my sight? And I did get my ears tested because I was quite worried. And the test came back saying, actually, your hearing's pretty good, it's okay, kind of thing. And as I say, some people might say, I've got a little bit of selective hearing now. Yeah, I think visually impaired people do use their hearing quite a lot. So if you want to listen to any of my previous podcasts and audio work, you can visit the audio page of my website, which is tobydavy.co.uk, and just click on to audio. Also on my website, on the contact page, you will find links to all my social media channels. I will be recording more podcasts in the coming weeks, so do look out. And everybody, please keep safe and well.